Hey everybody, welcome to Street Fight Radio. I'm glad you're here, as always. My name is Brett Payne, my co-host is Brian Quimby. We've been doing this now for 6 years on the airwaves in Columbus, Ohio, WCRS, the best community radio that there is. So please come check us out. We're going to be at ComFest this weekend. We'll be around. You can add us or DM or message us. We'll be hanging out and available to kick it with y'all. So please just let us know where you're at and we'll find you. Sorry. We have the Flat Earth Tour that's going down all summer long. The rest of the year, really, we have our dates planned out. We're going to Milwaukee on July 23rd. We're going to Atlanta August 25th. We're going to Baltimore September 17th. And we're going to New York City, possibly at the end of, I don't know, sometime. That's where we're at right now. So please see that. Check that out by going to streetfightradio.com. You can click on the link from the main page. It's right there. It has links to tickets and all the information you need. Please consider come seeing us live and hanging out with us afterwards so we can have a good time.
Yeah, if we're coming to your town, you should go see us live. It's a really good show, and it's fun to perform in front of full rooms.
It makes the show a lot better.
Yeah, it gets us full of energy. It gets Brett and I full of pep. If the room's empty, we're having a meltdown. Just know that if there's not many people there, what's really happening in our minds is a complete and utter meltdown.
Yeah, we're questioning everything about ourselves, but... If a ton of people are cram packed in there, it's just like Popeye on his spinach.
Right. Yeah. So I can't wait to get out to some of these. Louisville, we're going to be there on Thursday this week.
As of when we're recording right now, but not according to when they get this show.
I think. Maybe tomorrow. They're going to get the show like tomorrow, right?
That's true.
So Wednesday.
They are going to get that. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
So if you're in Louisville Thursday night, the 22nd of July, get to Kaiju.
Of June.
Get to Kaiju now. Get in your car and just drive there. We'll get there on Thursday.
We'll meet you there.
Yeah. So what a week, man. ComFest week in Columbus. Listeners that aren't in Columbus, I can tell you that ComFest is the community festival that we do every year, and it's pretty low on the corporate stuff, right? Like the corporate sponsorship stuff. This is one of the lower on the level of that.
Festival that started back in the 70s, totally hippie vibe type peace love thing about it. And yeah, the wine booth is sponsored by the DSA, actually.
This year it's the DSA?
No, I think that's just been traditionally been them.
It's always been the Communist Party.
Okay, well, I don't know the specifics then.
Okay, I think it's the Communist Party. But
I don't know if the Communists are doing that much.
Yeah, well, let's try to meet them when we're there this week. Maybe we'll take some recording equipment and try to talk to some people at ComFest. Big to-do about ComFest this year in town. Because it's a beer party. There is they sell big mugs that you can drink beer out of in a park.
Right. Usually they have a theme. I actually don't know what the theme is this year.
Rise up.
There you go. Before it's been raising minimum wage, it's been healthcare. They usually raise money and awareness for something. I don't know what rise up means, just basically. You know, keep resisting.
Yeah, it describes itself as a free, non-corporate yearly celebration of Columbus, Ohio's community organizations, performers, artists, and volunteers. And it's a really big fucking deal here in town. And everybody that is involved doing politics or everybody that's like a druid or like they all show up and that's their one time a year to try to recruit some new druids and like hula hoop people and communists.
Scientology is out there pretty heavily. Women are walking around topless with their boobs painted.
Well, that is the issue this year, though.
What?
So, yes, ComFest.
That's a tradition.
Right. Yeah. ConFest is for hippies. Okay. And hippie women love to have just, they don't like to wear shirts. It's fine. There's a lot of men that don't like to wear shirts too.
Yeah. But what's even better than boobs than when they're painted like an astral plane, like some sort of Alex Gray painting
or like two marijuana leaves.
Yes.
Like in space or something like that.
Yes, even better. It's an improvement upon the human form. You're using it as your canvas.
Well, because they sell alcohol.
Areola in space.
Yes. In order, because they sell beer.
Okay, you can't have titties and beer together?
They're not allowed.
This is why government, the law. Government doesn't make any sense. They don't even understand basic science and how well titties and beer go together.
That's the law. That is in Columbus, Ohio, you
so
can't
stupid.
Have those two. It's like a strip club thing. You can't have those things together. That's what your government's hard at work doing, right?
Yeah, they're taking... And, man, I am really.
Are you bummed about this?
Am,
do you want to
man.
Read?
I
you want
like
me to get
the end
you the
era.
Story?
This is well, going to get me on a porch. I want to go sit on my rocking chair, and I just want to tell everybody that they've gone soft.
That's the police, though. That's authoritarianism. This
but everybody
isn't millennials.
Else just bows down. People are just going to be like, "All right, then. I guess we won't. I guess we'll just get airbrushed T-shirts instead."
All right. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, they got an injunction. So for you people out there that are from other parts of the city that just want to come down, if you want to come to ConFest and hang with us, there are going to be women with their shirts off. They have won this battle. But the liquor agents...
Go ahead. It's not even something to see. It's just... It isn't even like a gross thing. It's really... It's usually just fun. I don't know.
It's
like
silliness.
To me, it is.
Like there are a lot of.
I painted like, a tree on my chest, you know, and now I'm walking around in this park, drunk as hell, listening to live music and dancing around, smoking a joint. Right.
I'm feeling fucking free, man.
Yeah.
If men are alive, look. The truth here is, it doesn't matter if it's. If it's sexual or anything like that, what matters is if men are allowed to have their shirts off, then women are allowed to have their shirts off. That's how I feel. I'm sorry, man. Even like everybody can have their shirts off in public.
Everyone take their shirts off. Those parts don't get that gross. It's like the other stuff.
Yes.
You got to keep the gross stuff, the duck butter stuff, you got to keep covered.
Well, the other stuff wouldn't get that gross if we weren't cramming it into clothes.
That's true.
You know? I wish I was comfortable with my body, dude. I'd take my shirt off, you know?
Yeah.
I'd take my pants off. I don't think you should have to wear pants. I don't think that that's an outrageous thing to say. I really don't. The government, it's against government. That's the government that's against that.
It's goddamn corporate conspiracy to keep all of us clothed. Keep us constantly, you know, in their cycles of consumption, you know, to get all these textiles so that we have to cover our beautiful forms.
Capitalism can't survive if we decide to just not wear clothes anymore.
Instead of wearing a shirt with different types of dongs on it, I could just show my dong. Like, we could just all show what type of different dongs we have.
I'm not going to do this. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm not going to be naked.
But you have a flag to plant. I'm
planting a flag.
Like, let that guy be naked. Shut up. Leave him alone. He doesn't want to wear clothes. Leave him the hell alone. Do your own thing.
No problem with that. I mean, do you have a problem with like any with people being naked on the street? Do you think that that's a bad thing?
I actually have practiced saying this to several people, and that is, in the court of law, it never holds up that if you stand in front of the window naked that you get in trouble for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I do regularly. Like, I mean, I'm
well,
a
don't
naked,
do that.
It's a naked family.
Come on, dude.
It's a naked family I live in. But I have a tendency to run around freely.
Well, I mean,
I do go get the mail in my underwear.
Don't do that. Don't.
Why not? Wait, you just said you were open to that type of thing.
I'm not trying to be. Just.
I'm not out there with a boner.
That's true.
Getting. It's the same thing that you would see if I had on like a Speedo.
I mean, socially like, though, that's a prop. That's a court of public opinion sort of thing is what I'm talking about. But I'm saying the police, the law. No, you can't. If a guy wants to be naked, he's got to deal with what my reaction to him being naked is too. It's not like he gets to go out and. people get to go out and be naked just in a vacuum where nobody says, like, dude, why are you naked, man?
Okay, okay.
It's a rich tapestry, this world.
So what's the line?
One out of... Dude, I'm not telling you that you're not allowed to do this. I don't want you to go to jail for being naked and getting your mail or something. Like I don't want you to go through the court case either. I feel like that wouldn't be great for the brand.
But I mean...
Court case for weed? Great. Hey, look, he does weed. That's street cred. Court case for standing in front of the window naked and flapping it around like that guy from Kids? That's not. Don't
that's
do that.
That's a body positive movement, dude. Body that's positive. That's you know, that's embracing my dad bod. That's making the world confront dad bod.
Oh god, if you
give
one.
Up this Captain America type ab thing that makes people men feel inferior.
Yeah. So, just days ahead of its opening, the organizers of Columbus's Community Festival have announced that they intend to file a lawsuit seeking an injunction against law enforcement agencies from punishing women for going topless at the popular event. They want to punish them. They're like, listen, if you see a woman without a shirt on, that's a damn ticket. Hey, that's a ticket for you.
You're not allowed to have that much fun.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine if it was a dong, though. That would be 100 times worse. Like, you never see a naked dude at ComFest, ever. I went to Woodstock 99, and there were naked dudes there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, a ton of them. Painting an American flag. Like, what? I'll never forget this older guy, probably 60, 70 years old, 50. But let's say 50 to 70. Let's put him in that range, okay. You know? He just was walking around with the American, like an American, like he painted shorts on, but he wasn't actually wearing shorts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
American flag shorts.
And I was just like, you know what, dude, let your freak flag fly.
And he was doing this to relive the spirit of Woodstock.
I think he probably does it at all of his concerts, but there's like only one in a million of those guys. He's like one in a million kind of dude. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like this guy has the confidence to... I went to the pool the other day and a guy was wearing a Speedo and it just struck me as like such confidence. You know what I mean? But
what's the best way to swim? You slip right through the water.
What are you doing that you have to slip through the water?
You're trying to swim fast.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, it's not like the pool is all of a sudden going to be filled with guys with Speedos. Most people are still going to wear big shorts, like we all do, big, enormous, like, over-the-knee, basically, JNCOs at the pool, right?
Okay.
But, like, just like the naked guy, dude, at every 10 concerts, there's probably one guy that wants to walk around completely naked and he's not hurting anybody. You know, nobody's
you're looking
hurt
out for him.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking out for. I don't want to.
I'm strict pants rule, man. I'm like reverse Porky Pig on this.
Oh,
you got to have the bottom covered.
Okay.
Keep
fine.
Something on the bottom. Because it's the same thing in my goddamn house. Because I have a 4-year-old that runs around and bends over to get things, and she's completely naked, and you have to look at a butthole. And you don't want to see people's buttholes and shit. You don't want to be at a movie and have somebody being like, excuse me, and have a hairy monkey ass just flying right by your face with some dingleberries hanging off of it.
Okay.
Keep the bottom shit covered.
I don't know. I mean, you're not looking to punish people, though, either. Difference between you and the government. Like, you want to have a robust debate about bottoms and stuff like that, but you're not looking like, let's get this guy a ticket. You know what I mean? Let's throw this woman in jail.
No, I would just... I would try to get them a pants credit or something, or like a pants.
No, they don't want one. That's the point.
No, but they have to.
Okay.
You have to put something over
you
it.
You just have to be able
to. You can't go to the public library and put your asshole on the bench seat.
You just have to have, then you need to carry around pants so that you can hand that person pants. You can't just be like, I'm uncomfortable with this. go get yourself a pair of pants and put them on.
I'm going to carry out a goddamn ruler and beat your thighs bloody if I see you not wearing pants around
me. That's what the cops do, dude. You're just as bad as the state if you do that, man.
Yeah, but I'm doing it out of passion and like belief in the cause. I'm not doing it out of like just taking orders.
So, according to organizers, state liquor agents with the Ohio Investigative Unit have allegedly threatened to file charges against ComFest or shut down alcohol sales at the festival if topless women are allowed to attend and remain at the festival.
See, there needs to be cops that beat up these cops for doing this stuff. That's just the problem. It's just like,
I love that.
This was like so genius that like who watches the Watchman thing. That was made sense.
It's
because
a popular book. So that's like, literature.
Why don't we have another force that could just shut down these fucking buzzkills?
Buzzkill? I mean, this isn't even... These are guys that are, like, trying to stir up trouble. I actually... Somebody sent me... This is a good way... This is a good time to go into this other story. Yeah, these cops are trying to cause trouble.
Oh, believe me, in every single year, there's somebody that writes an article about how it's legal for women to go topless in the city of Columbus 365 days a year. Nobody takes part in that except for ComFest. That
one day,
it's like the tradition of the day. And once again, also it's not like a weird thing. It's nothing about it is sexualized. They don't have people like standing up on pedestals or dancing inside of cages.
I love their attorney though. I love ComFest attorney. Let's get into his quotes in this article, bro.
I bet he's... Is he wearing like a biker do-rag from okay. like a UDF?
It's likely that he might have a ponytail. But like,
yeah, exactly. He's wearing a bolo tie into court. Yeah. He's wearing one of them Arizona ties to court.
But I mean, he got a law degree just like everybody else got a law degree.
Sure. You can't take that away from him. You're right. I tried to knock his shine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the government tries to do too. Yeah,
he's protecting these women's rights.
Applying a strip club regulation to a three-day political festival like ComFest in a public park is ridiculous and unconstitutional,
man,
said Ed Foreman, an attorney for ComFest, in a press release. Female festival goers who uncover their breasts are exercising their First Amendment rights, and ComFest cannot and will not remove them from the festival. It is well-established law that all genders may be topless in Good Ale Park. I like that. That's yeah. like a rousing speech.
That's true. Levels the playing field.
I want to fight for Ed Foreman. Like, I want to get behind the attorney for ComFest back and be like, I'm with you, dude. I'm on your side.
Well, I even see some, some dudes that I see that are shirtless, I'm always like, man, that makes so much sense because this thing is just getting in the way of being comfortable. It's like wearing a dish towel full of sweat right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather just be out here bare in the sun.
You don't take your shirt off either. We're both shirt people. We don't take our shirts off in public.
Yeah. It makes you look fly.
Shirts look better than non-shirts. Especially for me.
I'm trying to work out underneath. I'll work out what's underneath the shirt, but for now, the shirt's the better option.
Like, if I took the shirt off, they wouldn't be able to sell liquor at ComFest.
That's true. They're like, we need to stop that motherfucker right there.
Yeah. But, because the festival is in large part funded by beer sales, the shutdown of alcohol sales would cripple the festival financially. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, for the past few years, this is a very gentrified neighborhood that this festival takes a place in, right? So for fest, did I say that like an Italian
takes
guy?
A place.
Hey, takes a place in this park.
Italian village.
But it is. It's a really gentrified place. There was a period of time where that was not a place where people wanted. Like, not the best neighborhood.
It was like the Hell's Kitchen of Columbus, Ohio.
It was kind of like that. Then they put a big arena in, and the property values went way up, and everything's really expensive. And in the past 10 to 15 years, there has been more of a thing like this ComFest is becoming a huge problem for this neighborhood. Now, it wasn't a huge problem when it was a poor neighborhood, but now it's becoming a huge problem for the neighborhood for some reason.
You know what? Actually, there's always been controversy with it. For decades now. I mean, I think that they always have some sort of bullshit they try to say about.
Well, the state does. I'm saying the people in the neighborhood actually complain about it now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, there's folks that... It boggles my mind. That's like the people that lived near the Promo West, which was a giant outdoor amphitheater. They lived near that, and they were also filing complaints. And like, I just shutting down. You want people to let their ding-a-ling swing. I want people to be able to play live music really loud past 11 a.m. and not have people complain.
That's true. I think you should be allowed to jam out at like 2:30 in the morning. If most of the people in the city are there at 2:30 in the morning, we keep this fucking party going. That's one of the things we've always talked about with Revolution. It's like, you know, the hope is one day we all go out for a protest, right? And then it turns into a party and everybody stays all night, and then they're like, all right, let's do this for another day. All right, let's let this fucking ride, man. And if you just keep making it a place that people want to be and feel like they need to be, then boom, you got yourself a new way of doing things, you know? You intimidate the government. And that's the same thing with ComFest or like drinking outside. It's like, don't shut this thing down. Hey, why are we shutting this party down while everybody's having a good time?
Yeah, the other unfortunate thing, this is one of those tastes of what could be when you're like, everybody's drinking out in the city and not causing problems. Like, why do you shut this down otherwise? You can't just go and drink at public parks, you know?
Right. And it's like a lot of people go there to people watch. It's like when all the most interesting people in the city converge on one place for 2 days or 3 days. And it's just fucking incredible, you know? It's incredible to see politics happening. Even the wrong ones are the ones based in magic. they're all pretty good. But I saw this other story that was kind of about that. You got to give me 1 second. I'm gonna bring it up. That was along the same lines. I got this from Redbird 69, and Brett and I a couple weeks ago covered cops and shops. You know what I mean? Where like kids would, if kids tried to buy liquor, they would send kids to try to buy liquor, and if they sold it to them, they would bust the clerk, right?
Yes, yes. And thank you to the hundreds of people that told me that, yes, indeed, they do hire 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds to go out and try to buy liquor.
I mean, that's the way you did. You would have done that at 18, 19, or 22. You're lucky that you didn't know that job was a thing, because you were pretty, like, at those age, or were you smoking weed by then?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Yeah, I would have. I liked drinking, too.
Yeah, yeah. Taking money, man. It's like... But if the states give, I wonder how much you get paid for it. Do you get to keep the beer or cigarettes?
You're like, you know what? We don't let very many 19-year-olds have a 4-pack of Zimas, but you earned it.
You're a snitch, okay? We feel like we got you on our side. Yeah, here's a pack of Marlboro Lights and a Zima.
Fuck it, get some. Get yourself a little bit.
So I want to read this story that Redbird sent us from Tennessee. It's not your average undercover alcohol sting. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office normally sends in a minor to buy alcohol, but this time they sent in an undercover officer who was illegally intoxicated.
Yeah, that's hilarious. He's like, yeah, I'm so fucking drunk, I'll go prove that this cashier's selling underage kids, man.
Well, that's not what he was. Actually, what he's doing is, it was a hot day in June of last year. Ashe County Deputy Jeremy Monday says he started drinking bottles of Bud Light around 10:30 in the morning. Of course, that's how the cops get drunk.
On Bud Light. Yeah, you need a lot of time, too.
Come in at 10:30 in the morning after you've had your breakfast, and you sit down, and you're like, I'll have one Bud Light. And then the next one, and it's like breathalyzer. So this is one of those things where they just get the guy drunk. It was all part of an undercover investigation by the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Approximately 6 or 8.
Who are they bringing in?
Just a cop. This dude's a cop. Okay. And they get him drunk.
Why?
To go to stores. It's illegal to sell.
Overserve. Gotcha. Gotcha.
He had 6 or 8 beers that day, which Bud Lights is like,
that's
you're
nothing,
drunk.
Dude.
You'd be drunk, but like not like if you drank 6 or 8. Like all my friends drink 6 or 8 craft beers and they're still okay.
Well, yeah, I mean 6 Bud Lights is getting started. I think you're halfway there when you're on Bud Lights. You could still order very suavely.
Yeah.
Like I order my 7th Bud Light and I'll like wink and nod and get that shit right, you know.
Get yourself on the Bud Light scale. One of these times you just got to find something that's the same amount of alcohol as Bud Light and see where you're at on this cop scale, like what level you're on with this dude. He went for 8, which is respectable. Respectable. I'll say that.
It's a lot of ounces to drink. I mean, that's the problem with those beers is it's a lot of ounces. I don't have that much room in my stomach.
So Johnson County investigator John Stout brought Monday to the sheriff's office that afternoon and took his blood alcohol level with an intoximeter. Court documents show Monday blew a .146 and then he continued to drink throughout the investigation. These sound like just cops that are trying to have fun.
Oh, I know.
For a day. Let's get this guy drunk, dude.
That's what I want to do. If I had the funding, I would figure out a way to get somebody drunk for money.
Yeah, his appearance went downhill. He was slurring speech and smelled strongly of alcohol, Stout testified, which only a cop can get away with acting like that, too. You know, I see guys on High Street, the main road around here in town, just laying down, sleeping on the side of the road with beer. And then inevitably, there's always a cop poking at him with a stick or something like that. Actually, in the one neighborhood, the gentrified neighborhood we're talking about, they got their own like their own little force of people that they send out in khakis and a polo shirt to go and harass people. I saw one of them pouring out a guy's beer. This guy must have been 22 years old, and he was like buzz haircut, hardly any hair on his face or anything, and he's dumping out some 50-year-old man's beer on the ground and throwing it in a trash can. I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, these children's minds have been rotted. What are they thinking?
Yeah. So
you signed up to do that?
Yeah, really. So they drove to businesses in the county that sell alcohol. Stout would give Monday cash and he would go into the store to buy more beer. They say he wore a body camera attached to the button of his shirt. Johnson County Deputy Josh Peters was also undercover. He wore a body camera and went into the stores after Monday. In the body camera footage shown in court, Peters talked to the clerk about Monday's state. I think he's a little drunk, Peters testified. In your opinion, did she disagree with you, the defense question? Yes, Peter said. So they were also going in there to be like, she knew he was drunk. I'm making an airtight case to ruin this minimum wage worker's life.
We got him. They're the ones causing all the problems in our community. This is why kids are getting beat.
Crazy, right?
This is why people are dying tonight. Because people like this sit around and sell alcohol.
To a grown man. These people sold alcohol to a grown goddamn man, you know?
A police officer that drank too much and acted like a fool that in the had middle two, of a Sunoco.
That pulled up in a car with two other people.
Right.
It's like, he's fine, dude.
Right.
He
had 6 beers. He had 6 Bud Lights.
Can you imagine meticulously putting this test? This is what law enforcement does. There's whole sections of law enforcement that are just like, let's meticulously put a case against somebody that we couldn't. Like, all we're looking to do is punish people. Like, that is all they're looking to do with that. Everybody's going to sell the fucking guy beer. He's an adult.
Yeah, he's a guy that wants more beer.
Yeah. I'm not even morally opposed to anybody selling that guy more beer. He fucking wants it, man.
Right. I'm here to do the transaction.
You can't.
I'm not here to like. I'm not his therapist. We did talk about
exactly
that though.
It too. That's exactly it. You're not his. That's a fucking. I make $8 a fucking hour, man. Why are you making me judge whether this person is incompetent? Who the fuck am I?
Sometimes I really need to go there. Like, I really need to, once every 6 months, get that kind of too far gone. And if some goddamn employee's in my way, I mean, I could make a regrettable decision. I might throw something through the window of that store, you know, and go to jail.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. And which is funny. So here's our, again, let's reiterate the series of events. A guy drinks enough to get really drunk. He goes into the, pretty drunk, 8 beers, and he smells bad. And he's slurring his words and he's kind of stumbling. He goes into a store. He buys more beer. And then a guy comes in behind him and tries to get the employee to say on camera that she thinks he's drunk. So then that means that she knowingly sold beer to a drunk person. Then the police can come in and they really crack themselves a case.
They got it. They did it. This is what we're paying for.
I don't want to pay for that,
this
Brett.
This is why Blue Lives Matter. This is why they're the Punisher, Brian. They're the Punisher. In this world, there will be Punishers. They said that on the Boondock Saints.
Okay. That's not, I don't like the Boondock Saints. That's not a governing principle for me.
I didn't mean Boondock Saints.
Whatever it is.
What's the Irish hitman guys?
I thought that was the Boondock Saints.
Oh, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No, there needs to be Punishers, I guess. Sure. These guys aren't really doing anything, though.
No.
Like, what they're punishing is a ridiculous thing. Again, adults are allowed to buy beer, no matter fucking what.
Drunk
I think
too.
You should be 18. 18 years old. Listen, you just said drunk ones. Any person that is an adult should be allowed to buy beer. I don't care. I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care if they're drunk. I'm not making value judgments for $7 an hour. You know what? If you want the cashier or the bartender to make that judgment, then why don't you make them an MD? Why don't you pay them like you pay a fucking doctor?
Yeah, we've talked about this recently. I mean, I said younger. I mean, I mean, if some kid says I just lost my dog, I'm like, you need a stiff shot of whiskey, kid.
Get you a beer.
Yeah. You need your first beer, man. You're 9 years old. You just lost your golden retriever. Sip on this shit, man.
If this kid can go work in the fucking spreadsheet mines, this kid can have a beer. That's how I feel.
Yeah. It's...
So the judge acquitted the first two clerks who stood trial, and the DA dismissed the other four cases without prejudice, meaning he can still refile charges within the statute of limitations. So they dismissed them. If he wants to refile charges, he can. I don't think it's going to happen. And the judge was just kind of like, you know, this is bullshit, you know, which is somebody needed to do that. I can't believe it got all the way to a court date. You know?
Yeah, it's red light cameras. It's all of, they spend
this
some-
is worse, though. This is worse than red light cameras. This is when we say that it's like a game out there, this is fucking like a game show, dude. This is like candid camera. I'm surprised they didn't put on one of those fake nose makeups on him. We made him look like he had rosy cheeks. This is a ridiculous amount of work to do nothing, to do fucking nothing, to contribute absolutely nothing to the world, to actually make the world a shittier place. That's what these cops are doing.
A more just place. They're just doing justice.
Justice is not the same as shitty. You know what I mean? Don't conflate, like, if you want a just society, shoot for it not being shitty too. What are they doing?
I don't know.
What are they fucking doing?
I would be
doing?
Embarrassed. I would be really embarrassed if I had to go to work and do that.
Sure. And they show up at protests and smash heads and stuff like that. They beat up a bunch of guys in t-shirts. They wear a suit of armor and beat a bunch of guys in t-shirts up with a club and spray pepper spray at their faces. And fucking they run around and one of them dies every like 6 fucking years. They're like, we got the most dangerous job in the world. Oh my God, this is the worst thing. You don't want to get out on these streets. They're a goddamn madhouse.
there's clerks selling alcohol to people that are of age to drink the alcohol, but they probably shouldn't have another four more beers. That person might be late to work in the morning. What if he has children? I hate this guy. I hate the cops. I hate the cop I just made up in my head. The straw man cop I just made up. I hate him.
Well, I mean, for them, I think also they would probably have to relate the type of convenience store that oversells alcohol probably funnels some of their money to a shredder type figure.
Yeah.
Some sort of criminal mastermind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're working their way up. Yeah. Like, oh, we found out that this guy's also selling Oxycontin.
Right, right.
It's crazy because, like, we went into the clerk. We busted the clerk for a bullshit offense. And then we just got a look and we got the clerk down at the station and we said we'd make a deal with him. And they turned in their boss, who was like Gus Fring from the television show Breaking Bad.
If you've seen that show. He was like a real life Gus Fring. I'm serious. I'm looking at you. I wouldn't, you know, I respect what Gus Fring did for villainy. And I'm being serious when I look at you and say, this guy was like Gus Fring.
Yeah. Yeah. Really your worst nightmare. Okay. And it's a good thing we spent our time. Look, this started as an investigation that seemed like a waste of time. And it ended in an investigation that was a complete waste of time. But you know what we did do? We showed a few clerks in town that we mean goddamn business, that sometimes we fuck around and come in and try to arrest you for no reason.
This is like running a sting operation on a place that sells DVDs of movies that are in the theaters, like a convenience store, you know?
Yes, yes.
Shutting down like a going to the flea market and getting rid of all those fucking Jordan looking tennis shoes.
That is a job. That is another thing that they love to do sometimes too. There used to be a flea market called BAM.
I don't remember BAM.
It was in town. It was called BAM. And it was, I mean, really the only function that BAM served was for people to sell their old bikes and junk and also bootleg shit. Like, it was just a place filled with bootleg shit. But about once every, you know, year or so, fucking the cops would come in and overturn BAM and just throw everything away. This is like the cost of doing business at fucking BAM, dude.
Yeah, I actually am a much bigger supporter of bootleg recently. I found a really cool bootleg Gucci belt on Craigslist that I ended up buying.
Yeah.
And the price was reasonable because, like, the fuckers at Gucci went like $1,000 for a belt, which is completely unreasonable.
Yeah, what'd you pay?
$50.
Yeah, that is how much a belt should cost.
Right,
though.
Right. It made sense, and it seemed like the guy selling it was going to do more with the $50 than whatever rich asshole was going to.
Terry Gucci. Does.
Yeah, Terry Gucci that blew it on Fire Festival, you know, they would have just blown that money. But, you know, for real, here's the thing, though. So the belt actually is a female. It's like they only made it in women's version. So because it's bootleg, I can get it in my size, which is nice. Like, yeah. You can't get that from the fashion houses, you know. You got to go to a bootlegger.
Yeah. That's fucking cool as hell that you got. It's like, I want this. I'm going to go. And who knows the damn difference? So half the time the bootleg shit looks 10 times better than the real shit.
And a lot of it's made in the same places, too. Especially, you know, all that Yeezy, all those Yeezy shoes are all made side by side, I'm sure. But I was just like, I had this moment where I was like, I don't want the real anything. The bootleg is just fine. It works for me. And a lot, I mean, some of the best bootleg stuff, because it is kind of very illegal and they do shut that shit down, you do got to pay a premium for it. You know, it doesn't make any money to run a warehouse that makes ripoffs of some of those big brands because they're coming after you, you know? So if you get a decent belt out there, you know, you got to make sure it's a good one.
I lived across the street from an extremely flea market family growing up. Like, as they went to the flea market every single week, sometimes twice a week. They would go to the Red Barn, and they would go to BAM, and they would go to the South High Drive-In. That's three drive-ins in town. For all you Columbus flea market junkies, I got credibility.
I got to do that flea market. They still do it on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they would go there a lot, and I was always so jealous of their T-shirts. Like, where did you get a T-shirt with Sonic the Hedgehog and Mario on it? What the hell, man? That's impossible. Where did you get the Looney Tunes and the Simpsons on the same shirt?
Yeah, I am a big supporter of the open IP when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Me too. We're going to make a IP zine coming up next year where we just are going to use all intellectual property from other people.
Take liberty with other people's stuff.
What I want to do is make a coloring book of all different intellectual property, like cartoons and stuff, smoking weed. That's my aesthetic, is like Ariel from The Little Mermaid, but smoking weed with Sebastian, like blowing weed in Sebastian's face.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned that, though, it reminds me of something that was obnoxious, is those middle of the mall T-shirt places. They have all those like Snow White with tattoo T-shirts. You know,
oh, I love those.
Say like no regrets on it.
Yeah.
And it'll have like Ariel with some thick black glasses on, like some hardcore emo glasses.
People really like respond to that, though.
Yeah.
Like that. The Democrats could learn a lot about running campaigns for the white working class.
Yes.
If they fucking went and like, I don't know, throw all your energy into like Snow White with a tattoo that talks about loyalty.
We need
among friends.
We need metal stuff. We need more metal involved, because that, you know, actually we lost a show where we mentioned some bands that turned out to be assholes, but heavy metal has been a big problem as far as politics go. A lot of those folks ended up turning out to be real assholes.
The Five Finger Death Punch have an album called American Capitalist.
Yeah, but I mean, even like Dave Mustaine, Tool. Oh,
they're dipshits. Tool, every one of them. Oh, God, it's Tool.
Pantera. I mean, all the...
Pantera is racist. Yeah. They actually ended up being racist.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, all of them. I mean, it really is. It's... The music is great, but the people involved making it all seem to have some pretty awful motivators.
Why can't some of you listeners out there that do metal do like a cool metal band?
Out there.
Yeah, but don't talk about left stuff specifically in the song. Still sing about the same shit. Like, why can't people do songs like Pantera but also be left? Like, there's not much, you know. But yeah, they ended up being racist as hell. But who didn't see that coming? They had Confederate flags on everything. Did you see that Democrat ad this week, though, Brett?
No. And Democrat ad.
John Ossoff. Okay. So this guy, John Ossoff, is running for a House seat, I believe, in Atlanta. And the Democrats saw it as an opportunity to, like, gain some momentum. You know, you want to gain momentum when you're down.
Sure, sure.
You win a weird off election. There's no real politics going on right now, right? Like as far as they're concerned, like TV politics, that's not really happening yet.
Right,
We're working our way up there.
So, we're rebuilding.
So sometimes they'll latch on to a local election.
Okay.
And you try to read it as a bellwether.
Yeah. Place. Ossoff's making a dust up.
Yeah. John Ossoff for Congress. Now, this guy was like a Hillary Clinton type of Democrat. He was the type that was like, kind of like, I don't know about universal health care. You know, Donald Trump seems terrible. Like, what he was doing the regular Democrat thing where you, like, never offer anything good. You
right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where you're against everything that people like, but you have a D.
Now, we can't give anybody what they want now.
But BZ1PZ on Twitter posted this yesterday. He must live in that area, and he got an email from the Ossoff campaign. And I want to read it to you, Brett, because this is a different kind of strategy for trying to gain money for your Democratic campaign. But it is very Democrats. Let me just say that. He blurred his name out. After emailing you again and again yesterday, we thought your support would pour in. And then in bold letters, he says, but that's not what happened.
Sounds good.
And the bullet points are, when we told you Donald Trump and Paul Ryan are hauling in millions for your opponent, bold letters, nothing. Okay. When we told you that you were being outspent 2-1, nothing. And when we told you that the latest poll shows us nearly tied, absolutely nothing. Nothing is working. This is our last shot to turn things around. So all gifts are 4 times matched. So they sent an email yelling at people for not being inspired by their campaign.
Sure. It's one way to do it.
No, it's the bad.
Are you willing to get in the game or not? Are you a Democrat or are you a Dumbocrat?
That this new Democrat liberal tactic of just yelling at everybody, this is not gonna work. This is this is real bad. Like I know I got an anti-authoritarian streak in me. I have that. So yes. Maybe I'm not the perfect person to test this on, but they're also not setting the world on fire with votes right now, especially among young people.
And I have seen actually a couple of people come to the breaking point where they're just like, just start screaming about the election. It's like, that was so long ago.
It's over, man.
It happened.
We're not fighting this thing again.
We have Republican presidents. If you believe so hardcore, you know, if you think the Democrats are the savior, listen to Barack Obama. He told you to follow Trump and support Trump and listen to what he says. Sometimes the Republicans win. Actually, in American history, the Republicans win just as much as the Democrats. So this is part of your thing.
In wrestling, they call it 50-50 booking.
Exactly. There you go. That makes more sense. Brian always connects the dots.
Yeah. They give the Democrats some win. They give the Republicans some wins.
But everybody has a good time at the wrestling event.
But neither one of them are over. Like,
No.
We're all going through the motions. You know what I mean? It's wild, man, because like, I'm watching so many at such a rapid rate. I'm watching people lose support for Democrats. And like, they're not even, I don't think, worried about it. I don't think the Democrats are worried about losing people's support nearly enough. I hope they do. I hope they go away. I hope the Democrats are the new Whigs is what I hope happens.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that seemed that the conservatives were going to go that route, but now they seem more reinvigorated more than ever.
Yeah.
And I hope that doesn't, I mean, the Democrats could do the same thing. I mean,
do you think they could do the same thing though? Because the conservatives also like tipped over the edge and they got like a crazy conservative. Like, not only did they gain power, but they like really gained power. Like, they got a guy that was willing to wield power. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, like a gigantic sword. Yeah, that's true. And Democrats, no, I mean, they can't win. They're just not, that's not part of their like aesthetic is winning attitude.
They're more or success. Of a, they're more of like giving you shit on their way down. Like, see, you could if you would have done a little bit more work, we would have been able to do something, but now everything's fucked up, you know? You know, it's more fun to, it's easier to fight when you don't have any power. That, like, it's so easy to yell at us when they don't have any power. They're just like, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't do anything because you won't go out and vote for us.
They're just browbeating you. They're just sitting like, you know what? Right now, if Hillary Clinton was in power, she would have already signed legislation that would have cut the fees on GoFundMe healthcare campaigns. Yeah. She would have slashed the big money that's going to Indiegogo and GoFundMe on healthcare contributions. She would have let that money get to the patients that need it. the popular on social media patients that need it.
But instead
we're dealing with this Trump shit.
Did you see this iron worker? Now there's an iron worker that's running against Paul Ryan that everybody really likes.
His is it Paul Ryan?
Against Paul Ryan, which is like, I'd love to see Paul Ryan get beat by an iron worker, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you mean like with like a piece of iron too, right?
Hit him with an iron. Yeah, hit him with a piece of iron.
I mean,
this guy looks like a normal dude. Maybe that's not just a gimmick, and he is just a. It looks like
I play,
you know,
a lot.
He looks like a little bit like King Ralph. It looks like a King Ralph situation.
See, I mean, I think that maybe I play too many thematic board games, but I would like to see a guy holding like a big wrench and maybe overalls and a greasy like denim cap, something like a back buckle jean.
Instead of like being on the golf course and stuff, he's like in his garage tinkering on his car and giving press release quotes.
Well, yeah, that's what we need. Exactly. I would love to have somebody that has just like a kit car that they're building, and they also do government.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea, too, of having, I mean, this guy seems like a semi-normal dude. He was one of the organizers involved in that Madison, Wisconsin, right? When they tried to take away, when they took away collective bargaining from the workers there, he was one of the people that helped organize that occupation of the state house that ended up really, I mean, getting occupied to work, which I think also led to like a small base because of Twitter. It led to some people who mostly turned into Democrats now, but it led to a bunch of people meeting each other and starting something, anything happening. So if any, that Madison uprising thing was, I loved that. That was a big time in my life, actually.
Yeah, I did really get a lot about rooting those people on. And the Democrat contender I saw that he was running against is the most Mickey Mouse motherfucker you've ever seen in your life.
That's all they have, dude. So he's going to run up against a guy in a primary that's going to be like, hey, my job's not easy either, okay? Yeah. I spent 18 years in college, and when I got out, I have an MBA and a law degree, and I know this world too. You know, he might know what a worker's life is like out there outside in this blue collar world, but he doesn't know how to write a bill. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, what are you gonna do there? What's the problem gonna what's gonna happen when Republicans do some sort of a procedural move on him and he's tricked by it? Oh geez, this is pointless. You can't run this guy. Run me, the Mickey Mouse looking motherfucker that Hillary Clinton wants to run.
Yeah, you can't have this iron worker. He's not going to be able to make the phone calls to raise the money for the next campaign. He doesn't have the guts to beg for more money.
Can you picture this guy at a gala dinner? I mean, what the crap, dude?
He doesn't know what a shrimp fork is.
What's he gonna do? Have cheeseburgers? Is he gonna have a cheeseburger dinner or something like that? What the heck, man? Jeez.
Yeah,
I hope this guy's foreign policy. Like, I hope he doesn't come talking about foreign policy and bum me out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's an iron worker that also wants to see the Saudi Arabia turn to glass.
That it's because, I mean, I know a lot of blue collar guys that have really good politics, but then when it comes to things like foreign policy or the police, it's like, oh, yo.
Wowzers.
I don't know if this guy's on my side. That's why I'm not willing. Did Bernie give him the rub? I wonder if he got the Bernie rub.
Nothing.
Get that. You could be shown in the ring with him holding his hand up. That gets you a lot these days.
I didn't do too much investigation. I just happened to see the two guys side by side, and it was
Loved it. You were like, yeah, a couple of fucking iron workers, man. Their, one of them's a Mickey Mouse idiot, and one of them's a big, strong iron. He was wearing a T-shirt in the picture.
Right.
Reminds me of Cliff Clavin a little bit. Like, he's got that Cliff Clavin vibe.
Yes.
He's and, cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, we need to transition more of our leaders into T-shirts, too.
That's, I mean, if me and you become mayor, we're going to probably wear Street Fight t-shirts every time we're
on
TV. Yeah,
that's what most of my shirts are.
Advertising. That's, I got to get out here and get, Donald Trump's making all kinds of money off of being the president. I figure there's big money in the mayor's job.
Yeah, but if we're trying to get people to be more scantily clad, though.
Well, we're just going to make it, we're going to make it clear. I mean, we're you can like have I said, the police.
Dong out, but don't make it weird.
The police isn't going to be the same kind of job when we're the mayor, Brett.
Okay.
The police, they ain't going to have time to set up an investigation. They ain't going to have time to threaten ComFest because they'll be cleaning up the street. There's on my street over by my house, there's been like a pack of like drywall, like big, a few slabs of drywall fell on the freeway this week. Or not on a freeway, on the street by my house. They just left it in the gutter for like 6 days. I kept driving by it. It was just still sitting there on the street for 6 days. Meanwhile, the cops were clocking people on the same street when I went by. And I was like, see, here's a problem that doesn't need to be solved.
Right.
And a problem that does need to be solved.
What are we
and
paying
I
for?
Have the solution.
Yeah, what are we paying for? Why do we pay for this?
I should have cleaned that up, though, right? As an anarchist, I should have been the one to go and take care of it to prove, you know, that anarchism is good. I don't have the infrastructure to clean it up. I don't have gloves. I don't have a pair of gloves.
You don't have rubber gloves. You're leasing with an option to buy.
Okay, so the next time I see something like that, I'm going to fix it. But you don't get credit for it. It's not like anybody will know an anarchist did it. That's the other. But I guess
that's
it's
some
the
Jesus
right
Christ
thing.
Shit, man. Yeah, that's that left hand don't know what the right one does.
It's some Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm doing that, man. Next time I'm going to be Jesus. I mean, if it's still out there on the way home, I'm going to stop and I'm going to clean it up and then I'm going to go home.
I had a conundrum because there was a road closed, like yellow and orange thing that got blown over in the storm. And I jumped out of the car and I picked it up and set it upright. But then I felt like I was helping out the city. And I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Yeah. If I'm like doing scabbing or something. Like,
you're the government. Now, are you a cop for
I know.
Real?
I felt like I was being a citizen or something. Like, I have a stake in this thing.
You haven't. Yeah. You closed the road, though. That's like the worst
thing
you
can
do.
It was a fucking lane that I shut off.
You were a citizen's construction. It's like a citizen's arrest, but you were a construction worker.
Volunteer.
Yeah. That's geeky as shit, dude.
I know. I should have
I mean,
done
cleaning
it.
Up trash is one thing, but helping them close roads is like, oh, I'm not into that.
But nobody should have needed, the lane was fucked up. Like, people weren't supposed to drive on it.
Okay. I still wouldn't have picked it up. I saw a road closed sign while I was walking the other day that was completely melted because so many people had walked by but didn't pick it up. It was just been in the sun for so long it was warped.
Jesus. That's sad, man. You just bummed me out. It's like people don't give a fuck.
People don't want to close the roads, dude. People don't want to close the fucking roads.
Sometimes the roads have to be closed, man.
It's just like at the cash register, okay? If you go to a self-scan checkout line, you should get a 5% discount on your stuff.
Yeah, you're doing the job.
You're working. You need a wage for doing that.
Right.
And I think, like, people get paid to work for the city. Every single Randy, like Lonnie, like Terry guy that I knew wish they had a job with the city. I mean, that's the fucking job. You know what I mean? That is when I talk about like dream blue collar jobs, there's the city and there is the schools. And they're like, those are the comfortable ones, you know, where it's
post
like,
office
okay,
used to be pretty
post
good.
Post office, you get the post office. You're trying to get out of the warehouse and into the city, okay? So let them do it. You know, I don't work for this city. This city hates me. This city's trying to outlaw boobs and stuff like that.
That's
boobs.
True.
Hey, this city's trying to outlaw boobies.
I But the thing about it is they need like an app or something that I could have at least called somebody to take care of it.
Sure, that's the thing with potholes in this city. If you flatten your tire in a pothole, you can get it paid for, but only if the city hasn't been notified yet. So you have to tell them what time you hit it, and then they have it down on a log what time they were notified, and they're like, oh, sorry, buddy. Too late. You were one of the people that didn't get in there with the free. So the first person, one person, it's basically a sweepstakes. One person gets a tire or a new rim from the city. All right, man. We're done.
I did actually, I wanted to share this story with you about Good Samaritanism.
Do it, because I just shared, people will walk by a goddamn dead body, and it's yeah. They're lucky if they don't kick it.
Well, this doesn't help the cause. So I was actually out on a bike ride and had a trailer with kids' stuff inside of it and went down to a park. And then was riding back. And then about halfway on my way back, a guy riding past says, hey, you dropped a hat back at Antrim Park. And I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the tip. And we just decide we're not going to go get that hat. We're not going to turn around and ride and go get that hat. And I found out he told someone else in our group that this hat had fallen out, and
he really wanted you to get the hat.
Yeah. And then later when I got home, I was just like, you know what? If you saw the fucking hat fall, why didn't you pick it up and grab the fucking hat? I don't need to know that I lost the hat. I would have found out. Now you get to act like you're some kind of good guy. Like you gave me the fucking choice on this. But you are the asshole that could have just stopped and picked up the fucking hat.
Yeah. Yeah. I
feel like he traded in some sort. I feel like he probably felt very satisfied.
Kindness credit.
Like he helped somebody. Yeah.
He got kindness credit from you.
Oh, God. I'm so helpful. I saw somebody drop a hat and I caught up with them 15 minutes later and told them.
Not even. That's the least helpful thing you can do.
I know. Now you just. Yeah. Now I
put. He didn't want to touch your nasty ass hat, though.
It's not that bad. It was a kid's hat.
Whatever. Maybe it had shit in it.
Oatmeal.
There's a lot of people afraid of kids. You know what I mean? They think there's shit and boogers all over them. And they're like, ooh, I don't want to touch them. I'm afraid of shit and boogers.
That guy pissed me off.
All right, man.
Don't be a good... You're not a good Samaritan unless you do the thing. You can't just, like, suggest somebody else do the thing.
That's true. That's a good lesson in the end.
It's a hard rule of street fighting. Thank you for being here. We'll be back later. I don't want to give a huge exit. Please just go to Street Fight Radio, click around and share and tell people. Peace.